Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 15th of September. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
Hello, and Lizzie, lovely Lizzie,
who's lovely Lizzie's in the studio with us.
Skin of her teeth from Hove in Brighton.
Absolutely. And we'll be joined later by the lovely Annette as well, who is on her way from Ashford, I hope.
Yes.
Cool.
Rifting.
Oh, very good. Oh, very good.
And Lizzie, left your little dog behind.
Yes. Well, Kipper the dog is in Canterbury with my mum at the moment. So that's why I was slightly bemused of how to get here.
Mm. We were talking about the breed of your dog, which you described as...
He's an everything.
He's an everything.
If you go, he features heavily in my Twitter, Twitter timeline. So, yeah, he's an everything.
Cool. My dog Cassie, we're going to bore Paul Andrews now. My dog Cassie features heavily in my Twitter, usually on the chaise longue like this. And she's a Whippet Cross Doberman.
Welcome to Dog World on Channel Radio.
She's sort of a dippet.
Yeah, yeah. Kipper's and everything. He's got a little bit of staff in him, but he's a rescue dog from Battersea Dogs Home.
Mine's from Dogs Trust.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well done, us.
Always rescue a dog, Paul Andrews.
Is that right?
And come to think of it, you've got plenty of land for a little dog.
Have I?
Yeah, and you could just pop him in the back of your Porsche.
So I won't open a North Korean restaurant.
No, definitely don't open. Oh, dear. Oh. Don't do that.
Okay, shall we move on then?
Unless you're vegetarian. Who might be our sponsors and who might be the guests?
Well, you've just been talking to our guests, so...
We've got others.
Yeah, yeah. Today's show sponsor are the lovely folks at RAP Office Contracts, and a massive, massive thank you to Julie and the team at RAP. They are office fit-out and construction specialists.
And they love a bit of colour.
They do, and they have a fantastic design eye. And they are going to be coming on the show in a few weeks' time, and we're going to be asking you, the listeners out there, to let us know any of your questions you have about office layout, office furniture, office design, office construction. Mm. We want to hear from you because we're going to give you some ideas and pointers.
Well, they can come and tidy up my wires.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, my wires are everywhere in my office.
Yeah, they would be.
Awful.
Yeah, they would be.
Considering we're supposed to be wireless nowadays.
Yeah.
I've got more wires than...
You're a nightmare, you are.
The Chinese takeaway.
Yeah. Why do Chinese takeaways have lots of wires?
I couldn't think of
think of a good analogy,
help
could
me
you?
Out, listener. Yeah. You might have lots of wires.
More wires than BT.
We've also got some amazing Amazonian man with muscles.
Amazonian man.
Ollie.
Amazonian man. We're going to be talking on the phone later to Ollie Clark, who's one of two chaps that have entered the Atlantic Challenge. They are rowing the Atlantic Ocean. But we'll find out all about that later on in the show when we talk to Ollie.
That sounds very exciting.
And we will also be joined later in the show by Rift Accounting and the lovely Annette from that august and lovely institution. Mm-hmm. So thank you. But we'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. This is your show. And you can get in contact with us by calling on 01 304 998. That's 01 304 998, or you can email me at bunker@businessradio.co.uk. but by far and away the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb.
The tweets are pouring in
and the emails are pouring in, and we love to hear from you, so keep them coming. What I want to do now, though, last week I had a little bit of a run.
That you can get Dyrolite for that.
Oh, thank you. For goodness sake. I had a number of back-to-back award dinners that I went to.
I know.
The first of which was the fantastic Kent Independent Traders Awards. And what I'm going to do now...
Was that you dressed as Del Boy?
No, that was lovely Hilary Steele that was dressed as Del Boy. There is a blog about it on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk blog site. Mm-hmm. Do have a look at that. There's a blog about the actual show and what happened, the awards dinner, and really interesting it was too. What I'm going to do now is read the lovely runners-up and winners.
Fabulous.
By category. Fabulous. So here we go. The Startup Business of the Year, the runners-up were Kent Foot and Ankle Clinic and Escapes by Travel Designers, and the winner was Illuminate Skin Clinic. The Home-Based Business of the Year, the runners-up were Primrose Fair Catering and OK. That's spelled K-A-Y-E. OK. Did you get it? And the winner was the lovely She Who Bakes.
Brit.
So well done, Brit. The Retail Business of the Year, the runner-up was Bottle Bazaar. The winner was Ashley's Bridal.
Oh, lovely.
The Creative Digital runners-up were Grammar Printers and Clockwork Moggy.
Oh, I love those names.
And the winner was Sideways Media.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
The Creative Non-Digital. The runners-up were The Vintage Dove and Paisley Originals. And the winner was Catherine Cooper.
How are you spelling Paisley?
P-E-I-S-L-E-Y. Paisley.
Okay. I didn't know if it was your accent. I'm just checking.
Probably.
I was thinking it might be Paisley.
The Trade Business of the Year. The runners-up were The Cleaning Fairy and Hooby Build.
Loving these names.
H-W-U-U-B-I-E. Hooby Build. But the winner was Gloss.
And what did Gloss do?
I've no idea. But they're...
Don't gloss over it.
A trade
please.
Business.
Okay.
Because they won the award for being one.
Painting?
Yeah, could be. The Marketing and PR. The runners-up...
I know this.
Do you?
Yeah.
The runners-up were Westgate Communications.
Fabulous.
And the winner was...
Amy.
Amy McManus. Yes. AM Marketing.
Yes.
Well done.
You can meet her at a tweet-up.
Absolutely. The Contribution to the Community Award. The runner-up was Nouveau Beauty. But the winner was Kent Community Events.
Oh, well done.
The Customer Service Award, the runners-up were Wilkinson Construction Consultants and the lovely Graham and Debbie from Chives Catering.
Oh, and who won?
Well done.
I know this, really.
And the winner was Rockabilly Life Casts.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
They make body casts for art.
Okay.
I didn't put it like that when somebody asked me at the award dinner.
No.
I was a bit more graphic, but yeah. For the radio, that'll do.
Body cast for art.
So, yeah. So
the rude bits.
They'll cast whatever you want, I guess.
The bottoms and things.
I've no idea.
Do you know, I must just tell people, ladies, if you're walking in the sunlight, there was a lady walking her dog yesterday, Lizzie.
Oh, here we go.
On Tankerton seafront. And as she approached me, she had a long maxi black and white striped dress on. I could see all her underwear in the sunlight. Didn't like to say anything. I didn't know her, obviously. And I was with my new husband because he's got man flu. I turned round as she went, you know, to look at the rear view, and I saw she had a little G-string on and her cheeks in the sunlight. And, of course, I had to tell my new husband. It made his day. He couldn't, you know, he nearly tripped over.
Well, thank you for that. We needed to know that.
But, ladies, do check your, you know...
Maybe she knew.
Maybe she wanted it that way.
Yeah, maybe she did.
You know what?
It
maybe was very kinky. Maybe she just didn't care.
Yeah.
It was very kinky.
Maybe that was just the message she wanted to send out.
I put it down to
can
the,
I carry on with this?
The new, you know, sort of inferior sort of cottons we're using going out.
Thank you for that.
Doing it in Sheffield anymore.
Anyway, thank you for that completely random
you
interruption.
You should have been there.
I've completely lost my track now. For
goodness
sake.
I'm hanging on your every word.
She's a nightmare, this woman.
I'm hanging
the Hospitality Award, the runner-up was Frederick's Cafe Bistro, which is very nice. It's in Maystone in the Corn Exchange in the Market Buildings. Great place.
Yeah.
And the winner was Cafe 1809, which is the emporium that is owned by Dame Kelly Holmes.
There's a Kel surprise.
The Professional Achievement Award, the runners-up were Hushabye Photography, Marina Sanguiguini.
You said that well.
Yeah. And the winners were Wilkinson Construction Consultants.
Excellent.
The Growth Award, the runners-up were Rhino Aluminium and Post and Packing.
Postman Pat?
Post and Packing.
Sorry, is the way you pronounce? Terrible.
And the winner was Noted in Style.
And what do they do?
I don't know.
Well, you were there.
But they don't go, and this is what they do, and this is how they do it, and this is where they do it. They just announce the winners.
Okay.
Unlike you,
otherwise it would have gone on
for 2 nights.
Unlike
you, they don't waffle on for 19 hours about nothing in particular.
I'd like to know.
And see-through linen and
I'm telling you.
And dogs.
Her cheeks were not nothing in particular.
Yeah.
My husband was very, you know, he nearly tripped over.
So, I think, whatever. Kent's Rising Star Award.
That sounds good.
The winner was Dr. Sophie Schotter of Illuminate Skin Clinics.
Ooh, that sounds good. You probably need a bit of microderma abrasion.
So, I've managed to get to the end of that list with multiple interruptions from you about things that are completely unrelated
to
the
list. Sounds
like
a really good night.
It was a fabulous night. A massive congratulations to all the nominees, all the runners-up, and all the winners, and in fact, all the businesses of Kent, the small independent traders that make our county what it is. from an economic
Fabulous.
And community point
and
of view.
What was the other event you were at?
Seven Oaks Business Awards.
And how was that?
It was very good, but I'm going to be talking about that next week.
Okay.
Yep.
You can't peak too early, can
no,
you?
No, don't want to peak too early.
No.
So we're going to be talking about that next week. We've had loads of tweets. I just want to say, I had a tweet from the lovely Emily Goulet-Marette, and she says, my startup business, Reading Fairy Limited, from Whitstable, was on ITV News today. That was yesterday. And I just tweeted her back to say, well done and congratulations. And it's really nice. It's really nice that ITV have caught up with the Business Bunker, because we had Emily on the Business Bunker over a year ago talking about her fantastic business.
Well, you know, I hear it all the time on Radio Kent. They're always sort of a
Copying
couple
out.
Of weeks behind.
Yeah, yeah.
And
So it happens here first, folks. If you're in business and you're in business as a Housewife of England,
find your own contact.
You ITV. Come and talk to us, because we break all the news first.
Yes.
We've had a tweet from the South East Business Show that says, hi, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin.
Morning. It's
afternoon. Almost time for the B2BSoutheast.com show on the 25th of September at Effingham Park near Gatwick. Free entry, free networking, free exhibition and free seminars. And you can go to their website, B2BSoutheast.com, and find out all about it. We've had a tweet from Shadia K-Fan, who says, listening into the Business Bunker. And also, the FSB Kent and Webway say there's a free business breakfast on the 9th of October in Canterbury at the Spitfire Ground. That's the cricket ground. If you book now, you can get your free place for a free networking breakfast. And they've given me a link, which is an Eventbrite link, to book it on. So what I suggest you do is you either look at the Kent Business Radio blog site, where we have a blog that says FSB events, and you can find the booking on there, or you can follow FSB Kent on the Twitter and find the link to the booking page there.
Okay.
But do come along, because it's going to be a good meeting, a
I'm
good breakfast meeting.
I'm actually going to be there for once.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to get up and make an effort.
I'm speaking at it.
Oh, and maybe I...
Maybe you won't.
Maybe I won't go.
We've got a new listener that's tweeted in, Pulpito Tapas. Pulpito, that's P-U-L-P-I-T-O, Pulpito Tapas, all one word, on the Twitter. Vanilla Webb, live music at Pulpito Tapas on the 17th of September with Spallington. That's a Twitter handle, and I guess it's a band or an act of some kind. Oh, yeah, it's Spallington and his Latino guitar. They say you can book now by ringing us on 01-892-525-585-565, sorry. The best way to do that, actually, is just to follow them on the Twitter. That's Pulpito Tapas, P-U-L-P-I-T-O, Pulpito Tapas. So do give them a follow. And Cars from Kent say, we'll be listening. Have a great show, Jules and Paul. Thank you very much.
And we will. We are indeed having a great show.
We will. So keep your tweets coming. Oh, you're on Periscope now, are you? So I was just going to ask you to read an email.
Oh, I'd love to. I'll give it to Lizzie.
Don't you trouble yourself. You know, you just mess around over there talking about linen and see-through skirts and dogs and waffling away, and don't bother join in with the
I'm still...
Work.
We were having a conversation, Lizzie, pre-show, about glasses, because Paul is obviously now over 60. Did he tell you? Did you know? Had a huge birthday celebration.
I realised there was a celebration.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm at the stage where glasses are not, so you're going to see me put them on, put them off, because I'm really, sometimes I just rather squint. Anyway, enjoy.
You ask her to read an email and you get War and Peace.
Is this why this show is so long?
It is. We're going to have to extend it to 5 hours. Yeah. Because you can't do the simplest thing without her going off on one.
I'm a Gemini, Lizzie.
Yes, two-faced.
Enjoy a cultural city trail quiz with Leyden's Canterbury Culture Rush. And that is a hashtag, Twitter people. So Canterbury Culture Rush. That's not a rash, it's a rush. This is Kent Creative Arts and the Museum of Walking have come together to design a cultural treasure hunt in Canterbury during the Canterbury Festival. Leyden's Canterbury Culture Rush aims to inspire residents and visitors to discover some of the arts and heritage of Canterbury during the Canterbury Festival. And the event will be a fun way to explore the city's culture, solving clues and taking selfies from smartphones. Participants will have 60 minutes to find their way around the city having to get as many correct answers as possible, as quickly as possible, to complete the challenge. And it's an event for the whole family, parents and grandparents, with children, groups of friends, students and individuals, to discover Canterbury by foot whilst having fun. Which is good, isn't it, Paul Andrews, because you can't park.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, or get a bus.
Canterbury Food Festival last year, I will be going to see the lovely organic sisters, Liz and Caroline, of the organic delivery in the Kent area. And last time I left really early, and I tried to get a park and ride, and it was queuing out. I couldn't even get a park and ride, Paul Andrews.
No, it's a bit of a problem area.
I couldn't park anywhere.
It's a bit of a problem area.
It is. I'm going by bus this year.
Don't blame you.
Which means I can't buy anything or carry it home.
Cool.
Not cool. Three W's.
Not cool.
For this.
Sorry, I've lost the will to live. I don't know where we're going
to
with this.
To find out more.
Every week, listener, before we go live on air, I sit down and I go, I'm the producer of this show. This is the running order. This is what we're going to do. And she sits there and she nods and goes, yes, yeah, I got that. Stop telling me. And then we go live on air and it just becomes a random rant of the day.
But the trouble is, Paul Andrews, we're different characters. I like to.
Goodness for that.
Go
I'm
with
glad
the flow.
You, I'm You're, glad you worked out the difference.
You are quite rigid at times, I find. Maybe not so much now you're 60. Anyway, so to find out more about the Canterbury Culture Rush, which is the hashtag, it's www.kentcreativearts.co.uk, and there's a slash there. Just go on to Canterbury Culture Rush. And they're saying it takes place over four separate sessions, listener. The first weekend of the Canterbury Festival, which is 17th of October, kickoff is 11 a.m. Saturday, the 17th of October, kickoff time 2 o'clock. So they've got lots of different times here. Sunday, the 18th, kickoff at 11, or Sunday, the 18th, kickoff at 2 o'clock. It's £5 a person. Children under 15 are £3. And you can team up with six people, £18 a team. So there you go. There is a phone number. May I read it?
Yeah. Get on with
zero, it. Well, I'm not going to gabble like you do. 01795 597 576.
Thank you.
Nice and leisurely, calm.
Thank you.
Paul Andrews.
I've had a tweet from Fruitworks. It says, hi, Paul and Jules. Do you fancy giving our quirky co-working space a shout-out, please? We're based in Canterbury, and that's from the lovely Kelly. Indeed, we will give you a shout-out. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play a bit of tunage.
Yeah.
Now,
what we got?
I bet you don't get this. Go on, Lizzie, do you know what it is?
Sounds like that advert.
It's connected.
Oh, yeah. MC Studio.
This reminds me of my sixth form.
Cool.
It's an advert, as I said. Yes. What app was it?
I don't remember.
Gonna get myself connected.
One of those.
Good ad.
Cool. Should we listen to the record?
Yeah, let's start. You make mistakes.
Accounting. Safety in numbers. Riftaccounting.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 15th of September, with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jill Sirkin. That was MC Studio. We're connected.
Yeah, I'm sure it was an ad for O2 or Talk Talk or... Good old song, that, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Lizzie?
Yeah.
Lizzie enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
Absolutely. Brought back memories of her school days, apparently. In the dark days of 1991.
Two and three.
Whereas yours was more George Formby or something, wasn't it?
You're so funny.
I know.
You are so funny.
I keep trying to annoy you.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't try. You succeed.
Dakota Blue would like a shout-out.
Well, give them a shout-out.
We'd love a shout-out for Dakota Blue. The HR experts helping SMEs manage and engage employees in Kent. Thank you, Vanilla Web, Jules Sirkin.
We've had a tweet from Martin White, who says he's enjoying listening to the Business Bunker show. Thank you for that, Martin.
Morning, Martin.
Martin has recently launched a business, as you will know if you listened to our show last week, because he was on the show talking about it.
And which they can
was
still listen.
Supply My Business. So big thank you for that. And the lovely Lucy Hall. Vanilla Web, hey, we'd love you to shout out about... Social Day. That's a Twitter handle, social_day, the epic social media forum for SMEs. We also have two tickets for you to give away. So do follow Lucy. That's Lucy S. Hall. Lucy S. Hall on the Twitter. And follow @social_day to find out about their epic social media forum. So do check that out.
We've had a lovely tweet from lovely Adrian Kearney, AK Pet Services. He will take any little animal, a skunk or an otter, to the vets for you and transport them safely there and back again and all sorts of other things he does. So it's AK Pet Services. And he sent us a picture of a very clean, shiny, clean pink pig lolling on his floor with a little, looks like a little chihuahua. On the top of the piggy's back. That's a lovely picture. Thank you, Adrian.
Well, thanks for that. That worked really well on radio. We've had a tweet from a listener, and I don't know much about this, so I'm just reading it out in the hope that there's nothing controversial here. but we've had a tweet from a new listener called LeckhamptonBath_KITC. Leckhampton, L-E-C-K, Leckhampton Bath. All one word, _KITC. And they say, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, please help us get life extending drug, Abraxane, reinstated. It's a pancreatic cancer drug, and they've got a petition going down. So I've retweeted that. So if you follow me, find that. That's LeckhamptonBath_KITC. And if you agree with what they're trying to do, sign their petition, please.
Yeah, I wonder if it's been restricted for some reason or whether it's a financial thing.
I don't know anything about it, so, I can't comment. I don't know whether it's viable, whether it's, whether it's right or wrong. Mm. I'm just telling you what they've told me. I don't know enough about it. You need to kind of check into it if you want to support that petition. OCD, we got loads of new listeners today.
Yeah.
OCD have tweeted in. Vanilla Web, hi. If you or any of your listeners need any video production, we'd love to hear from you. And you can email us at hello@o-cd.co.uk. And their Twitter handle is we_r_OCD.
Say what? Again. No, sorry, I embarrassed the broker. Is, you know, batting his eyelashes at me.
Oh, Russell, stop flirting.
He's batting. He does make a nice curry, though. I haven't been invited
indeed.
Round. But
yeah, yeah.
I'm
no,
waiting.
They wouldn't invite you.
I'm waiting.
we_r_OCD.
Oh, right.
Is it a
charity for OCD, or do you know?
It's got nothing to do with OCD.
Oh.
You clearly didn't listen
well,
to
no,
the tweet.
I'm talking to Russell.
No, I'm going to do the tweet again, just for you, Jules.
Okay, I'll listen.
The rest of the world heard it, but I'm going to do it just for you.
They might be taking notes.
It says, "Hi, Vanilla Web. If any of you or your listeners need any video production,
oh.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us.
OCD.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
You can email us at hello@o-cd.co.uk.
So nothing to do with...
Have you got it now?
Checking,
have you got it now?
Checking,
have you got it now?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, nothing to do with checking doors are locked and
no,
things.
No, absolutely. Or washing your hands often.
No.
No, absolutely. And localise app on the Twitter. Vanilla Web, hey, if we aren't too late, we'd love a shout out about our local discovery app supporting local and shop local. So consider yourself shouted out. Listen, it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show the delightful Lizzie Hodgson of Think Nation. Lizzie, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, no, thank you for letting me come here. So.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. You had a bit of an epic journey this morning.
Well, I... Yeah.
That's a long way to come.
Yeah.
Well, I, as I say, dropped the dog off at my mum's house, but then it was between Canterbury and here that I actually had the trouble because
right.
my phone ran out of battery and I obviously just depended on Google Maps and... You're quite rural, aren't
yeah.
you?
We're at the end of a lane called Donkey Lane.
Yes, that's and I remember Donkey Lane, and that's how I just was quite endeared by that name. So
yeah.
I just followed it down, then got lost, and
yeah.
then but I had a very there's a very nice company just round the corner. I don't know what it's called. I did pick up their car because I wanted you to do a shout out. They let me charge my phone
right.
in their warehouse to get here.
Fantastic.
But unfortunately, I've left the card out there.
Well, we'll find them, give them a shout out
Good.
Later. Yeah, not a worry. There aren't that many companies around here. And Donkey Lane is actually an incredibly long road as well that goes right across the marsh. So you did well.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of your journeying.
Yes.
Lizzie, why don't you start off by telling the listener about you and Think Nation and what you are and what you're doing.
Okay, so I'll probably best if I talk about Think Nation first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm director and curator and founder and all those other words that really don't mean much until it actually everything happens of an organization and a event and online platform called mm-hmm. Think Nation. And the idea of it is that we inspire young people to be creative and tech thought leaders, but we do this through bringing them to talk at events. And it's not
right.
just an event like, you know, you stand up on stage, talk, that's it. This is more working with mentors. It's all based around how technology is impacting everyday life and the future.
Yep.
And we believe that there's a kind of interesting space around young people, artists and thought leaders all considering these big, big questions. And we're not talking about how fast can I tweet and, you know, the application of technology. We're
yeah.
talking about the impact of technology
on
people's everyday lives.
Yeah, sure.
And so it's an event that's the first one's happening in December the 5th at the Gulbenkian at the University of Kent.
Mm.
I'll go into a little bit of detail around how the format is, but it's going to be – it's hosted by a guy called Rick Edwards, who is a TV presenter. He does stuff for BBC Three, ITV. He was the face of T4 for Channel 4. So what the concept is that we these questions, these five questions that are asked throughout the day
mm.
are actually set by young people themselves. And it's things like, is artificial intelligence diminishing our humanity? Is social media creating a selfish or selfless generation? Is space exploration basically a waste of time or the future of our species? Big questions
sure.
that actually also have been shaped by young people. So
mm.
we went out and we asked a whole load of young people what they thought about it. And these are the things that are kind of like resonating with them.
Mm.
And they're worried about this stuff. And they're
right.
interested about it. And they want to talk about it, but they don't have that platform.
Sure.
The other fundamental thing about this is that I go out a lot, and I mean, I'm in the tech world and the digital
sure.
world, and
mm.
I go to a lot of conferences, and I hear a lot of speakers, and I'm in that kind of environment.
Mm.
And without sounding too kind of worthy and earnest, they're very expensive. Yep. They're the same people that are talking about the same things to the same audiences. Yeah. And I kept thinking, well, where's the breakout? Where's the new ideas coming? Where are the perspective of people, of everyday people that really need to be challenged? Yeah. So that's when I kind of came up with the thought that young people need to talk about this stuff. We should be giving them a platform to talk with thought leaders.
Yeah.
And also there's a different perspective that artists, performers, creative bring to big world problems.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to look at films and the way that they kind of like challenge big issues through, you know, through art and through creativity.
Mm.
Gravity was one, stuff like that. So I thought that there's a space there. The format is very simple, 5 questions, 3 speakers, 2 of them are kind of like leading speakers in their particular area.
Mm.
One speaker will be from the local community, so from the southeast region, Kent.
Mm.
And we are already getting young people apply to talk on these topics,
cool.
coming up with talk ideas. And then what will happen is that those will be chosen, and then we'll work with them and mentor them, and then they'll stand up on stage, they'll do the talks. But we're also partnering with the Marlowe Theatre, so their youth theatre and their dance theatre are going to be creating performances inspired by these questions. We've partnered up with Screen South, the BFI cohort are sending some of their young documentary makers who are going to be inspired by the topics again and the talks on the day to create short documentaries after it. So this isn't just about, as I say, stand up there, talk. This is an entire kind of concept where you are questioning the questions all the time and creating debate and interest. And, you know, we asked young kids, well, young people what they thought of this idea. And I had some people say that they never have this space to think like this at school.
Yeah. I want to talk about that.
Which is a shame, isn't it?
I want to talk about that. I'm going to have a little rant in a minute about that, but you carry on.
When I grew up, you know, I was very open to new ideas. My parents were quite proactive in that. You know, I was lucky in that respect. And this was before, obviously, the Tinterweb and all of that malarkey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I had opportunities. And that spark of interest and ideas and just curiosity and wonderment and also questioning things, I don't see where, apart from it being obviously online, is great, but there's no real kind of like discussion around them and what is the impact. These people also, there's a really, really important side of this. Artificial intelligence is going to make a difference to the workplace. It's going to impact employability. You know, the way that we function economically, everything's going to change in the next 20 to 30 years, if not sooner. Young people are going to be the ones that are actually going to have to come up with the ideas and are going to have to really focus on what the impact's going to be for them. So there's a much bigger issues there as well. But this is all part of the organic kind of like concept of what comes out of it. And we've got some really great speakers lined up.
Cool.
Really, really great speakers.
Cool. I want to have a little rant about something you said, because it's a very salient point. And it's something I read the other day and it drove me nuts. And it drives me nuts. I read somewhere a school has banned smartphones usage at school. And everybody piled into the discussion going, yeah, it's about time. I think that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. I think that shows you everything that's wrong with education in this country.
Well, hang on, it depends how they're allowing them to use them.
Yeah, no. Let me finish speaking. If you're going to ban the future in schools, what are you going to teach kids? The whole point is they're trying to say we're banning it because it's distracting.
Yeah.
It's distracting what they're doing. But at what point have they incorporated it into their lessons? Never. And that's Luddite, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, a lot of schools are bringing in now tablets, aren't they?
They use tablets for learning. But
yeah. I think the bigger picture here is it's not one or the other. It has to be the way in which people are learning is changing. And there are economic fallouts of this, because, you know, you get kids that are being forced now to do their homework online. You know, they're having to submit it online. There is a challenge between, you know, households who have that access to get online
and
those that don't. So there's a really big kind of disconnect.
Especially in rural areas.
Exactly. And there's a disconnect emerging here. But I think to follow up your point, Paul, I think that it's about, unfortunately, there are some really, really great teachers out there who understand it and get it and want to be able to incorporate technology and digital skills within every day, within all of their kind of like their skills. It shouldn't just be, we're going to do computer studies.
Yeah.
It's about everything.
It's yeah, absolutely.
And I think that the challenge that they've got is that they have a very narrow curriculum. And it's a curriculum that's based on fact and remembering, not considering and trying new things. So I think that it's got to happen. And I think that the what's happening instead is that things are being disrupted outside of school. Yeah. And it's like anything. You're seeing it in every major industry, really, established industry, politics, education, transport. It's always the externals that disrupt. Yeah. And hopefully in time, there'll be things that will be caught up. But in the meantime, you've got code clubs, you've got, things like MML Queenie's Young Rewired State, things like that are happening. Mm-hmm. And in time, progressive, modern, contemporary governments and local authorities are going to have to take notice of it. And I think that's where the frustration lies. It's because they just see it as one thing or another, and they don't see it as the complete
absolutely.
Picture.
Yeah, and that is a lot of my rant with this, is that they're still trying to put education into the same boxes they've done for the last 70 years. It doesn't work. Yeah, go on.
And the other thing is that, young people have a huge landscape of influences now. Mm. They're no longer influenced by what they learn in school. They learn more, actually, and inspired more. And I'm going to go on about the research that we've been doing around Think Nation, but we ask these questions to young people. Do you feel inspired at school? Do you feel inspired out of school? And then building the context around that. Mm. And the challenge that they've got is that young people have so much access to so much externally, not necessarily great things, but they do, and their worldview is different to how it's being sort of like challenged within school.
But you're still going to get a similar thing, Lizzie, and unless schools bring in tablets and things, you're still going to get a bit like uniform, the reason for uniform. You're going to get the kids that can afford the iPhone 6 Plus, and you get the kids that have got some battered up old Nokia,
But this is where schools have to, they're also being pressurised to, they have to spend, they've got a smaller pot of money that they're going to have to deliver more on. Yeah. So technology and hardware, in order for kids to learn how to do this stuff, is going to be required within schools, because you're quite right. Mm. And there's back in my day, it was trainers. But now it's what smartphone do you have? And
do you know, I don't remember anything in my day. I really don't. I don't know about you.
Did they have schools then?
I don't remember any sort of thing that you had to have. I think, platform shoes.
There's always been fashion pressure in schools, but we're talking about the educational establishment and the classroom.
Yeah.
And there is a potential problem with the cost of technology and its availability. Mm. And, that is a major issue of how we handle that.
Because the private schools are bringing in tablets all the time,
but,
aren't they?
But for me, it isn't necessarily about having the physical devices. Mm. It's about recognizing that they exist in the world, and that Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn exist in the world, and that the people that they are supposedly teaching, their everyday experience is bound up to a large extent in those kind of things, and selfies and WhatsApp and Instagram and Pinterest and all the things that are relevant to a young person today have to be incorporated into what they're being taught, because it's part of the world.
Yeah,
you can't uninvent things.
By 2020, there will be more people in the creative industries than in the public sector working in the creative industries. And the creative industries, it's a very broad church.
Yeah.
But in 5 years' time, that's going to be we don't even need to talk about digital. It just is.
Yeah.
And if schools aren't kind of like understanding that at this stage, you're looking at kids who should be coding really at the age of five.
Yeah.
They're going to be going into a workforce where they're not going to have the skill set to actually do what they need to do because of the shift in the way that technology
and
is
we already
used.
Have massive skill shortages in this country.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting on what you were saying there, Lizzie, as well. I happened to dig out some stuff because I'm absolutely passionate about this. When you talk to politicians and people that organise such things, they seem to not be able to understand a process of evolution. they look at things in silos all the time. I went back and looked at some stuff because I'm old, as Jules keeps telling everybody. And I started work in the computer industry in the late 1960s, sorry. And when I got my first job in computing, virtually no one knew what it was. There were only two computers in the entire county of Kent. And basically, people started to talk about the white heater technology and stuff like that. But in society, we were closing coal mines, we were closing shipyards, things were shutting down. And everybody was getting very agitated that new technology was destroying things and not creating anything. Well, I went and looked at a historical perspective of that. And we actually lost 1.5 million jobs between 1970 and 1990 due to closing industries. But we actually created over 4 million new jobs in new technology. And that has grown and grown and grown. And you can see the same pattern happening again with digital and creative technology.
Yeah. Yeah. The exception, I think, to that, and I'm going to sound like I'm going to, you know, talking science fiction here, but artificial intelligence. There is a real risk that, I mean, we're looking at traditionally low-skilled workers, truck drivers, cleaners, those kinds of things, really, really important roles in our economy. Just even now, there are robots that are being replacing teams of four or five cleaners.
Absolutely.
And that is, on the one side, it's great for productivity, it saves money, all of those great words. But the reality is that there's going to be a lag between this kind of everyone's going to have the skill set and this utopia of the brave new world approach. Yeah. And there will be, mainly in Western countries, there will be a group of people who are haven't been skilled in anything else but manual work. And that is going to be a huge problem. Developing worlds and developing nations are slightly different because they have a different infrastructure that they can actually respond to it. But we are, and that's a real problem. That is a real problem.
It's a challenge, because what we've got to do is we've got to give those people skills that they currently don't have. Yeah, because you're quite right. What you're identifying is the number of low-skilled jobs in first-world countries is diminishing rapidly. And I've had this argument so many times with people. When people talk about employment, they always focus on minimum wage and all the rest of it. But those jobs are vanishing at an alarming rate. Many, many years ago, I did a consulting assignment at a very large motor manufacturer in Dagenham. Yeah, the Ford Motor Company.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Ford Motor Company at that time had 35,000 people working in Dagenham.
It was absolutely huge, yeah.
It was huge, okay. Nowadays, they have 3,000 working there, but they produce more, yeah. And everything on the assembly lines, robotics. So the people that work there kind of just push buttons and make sure that machines don't foul up. And the robots do the welding and all the rest of it, although they don't make cars there anymore. They make diesel engines. But so the world has changed, and we have to react to that. You're absolutely right.
And I know this is, it's not, Think Nation isn't sort of like doing that as a, we'll all come up with the solutions. I think that's what I'm trying to get to with Think Nation, is it is a platform for those conversations that young people need to be engaged with and participate in. And it's not just around the AI stuff. It's also around, you know, you had Buzz Aldrin yesterday saying that we need to be going to Mars.
We need to go to Mars.
We have to go to Mars.
Yeah.
Now, that is just like, you just feel that's bonkers.
Yeah, yeah.
But
they were saying that 30 years ago, weren't they?
But
these are the conversations that we're having. So one of our questions at Think Nation is, on December the 5th, is space exploration pointless and expensive, or the future of our species? And we've got the Science Museum coming along to come and talk about that. We've got two guys called Punk Science, who are the Science Museum's comedy duo, and they're going to be coming and talking about why it's important for us to understand space exploration, why it's important for us for the future of humans and life on Earth. Yeah. And those kinds of questions, like, when do you get an opportunity to kind of like get that discussion going?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's, and we've also, you know, moving a little bit on, it's not just the big questions around life stuff, it's also one of the most popular questions that we've got, that we're getting the most people asking to come and talk alongside the established speakers, is social media creating a selfish or selfless generation? Mm. And we've got two great speakers that are going to bookend the young person from the community. We've got Abby Tomlinson, who was responsible for the Millie Fandom hashtag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember her?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's coming along to give a talk on this.
Right.
We've also got Dan Thompson, who's from Margate, down the road. He did a Riot Cleanup hashtag. So he was responsible for that entire movement behind when the London riots in 2011, the cleanup after that. And some of the talk proposals that we've got from young people from the community around that topic are, I mean, 14, 15 year olds talking about really interesting insight in this concept of what impact social media is having on this idea of, are you selfish or are you selfless? And fascinating stuff.
There's this whole thing about kids on Facebook, isn't there, about missing out, you know, fear of missing out. What's it that's got a
FOMO.
Name? Yeah, FOMO. And thank you, Lizzie, where they're just addicted and watching Facebook all the time. Oh, you know, she's got this, she's doing that, she's whatever.
Yeah, I had one young woman, 17-year-old, when we were discussing these topics, and she said to me, she held her phone up and she said, this makes me depressed. She said, because I can't, if I don't do stuff, if I'm not doing stuff, if I'm not responding, it's like I'm not in on it anymore. And they also, the way in which they say, I would say, how do you talk to your friends? And to me, it's verbal on the phone maybe, but their whole idea of talking.
Kids don't answer
now,
the phone.
So it's
text.
Around texting. And it's this constant, which is, on the one hand has been amazing and wonderful in many, many ways. But in the other hand, it can be quite overwhelming. And that's the other thing that I'm getting from this insight that's coming back. It's like, this is actually hurting our heads sometimes.
I think you're right. It can be overwhelming. And I mean, certainly with my kids, when they were younger, even now watching a movie with my 19-year-old, he won't watch a film with me. He'll be texting through it, which really makes me sad because I feel like, you know, I'm not a dinosaur. I tweet, but I would like to watch a film just with him.
You see, I'm pretty bad at that because what I do is I do IMDb. I love, what have I seen them in?
Yeah. But if you're on your own, but would you do it if you're watching with someone?
Probably, my friend.
Yeah, would you do it? What about if you were...
If I was watching with you, I'd certainly be talking to somebody else.
But if you were curled up with a lover, would you do it, Lizzie?
Probably.
I think that's probably a completely different scenario there.
Or your dog.
We could talk about this a lot, but what I'm loving here is that you're giving a platform for the people that matter to come and talk about it and raise their concerns. I just want to read this tweet as well while we're on here. We've had a tweet from Spark Film Foundation.
Yeah, Spark Film Production,
Spark Film Production. And they go, great to hear Lizzie Hodgson on the Business Bunker. We're the official and animation partner for TN 2015, which is your hashtag.
Yeah.
We also produce documentaries, promotional films and adverts for businesses in Kent. So big shout out to them. Thank you for listening. So we could talk about this forever, Lizzie. Unfortunately, we're kind of running out of time. Why don't you tell us how we can find out more about what you're doing, how we can follow you, when it's all happening, and all that kind of good stuff.
So you can go to thinknation.co. That's thinknation.co. The hashtag, the Twitter handle is @thinknat, T-H-I-N-K-N-A-T. Hashtag is TN2015. And actually, the other thing that I just wanted to say is that the cost of this is incredibly low as well. We're trying to get young people along. It's £15 for the ticket for the day, including lunch and T-shirt. And again, that's kind of like reflecting the... we want to get young people along, and it's got to be affordable. And it's got to be affordable for, frankly, parents to be able to pay for this, because ultimately they'll probably be the ones paying for it. And the other thing, I'm going to have to say this, the other thing is that we really need businesses to get behind this. It's very, very important. We are looking for sponsorship. We've got some great partners already.
Right.
We are looking for, you know, interesting and organisations that actually want to help push this and push this whole momentum. This isn't just about a conference or an art, this is about more than that. So and we're looking for you know, anyone in education who wants to help push this out. But we, as I say, it's, you can get hold of me on thinknation.co, you can tweet me @thinknat, and I'm just open to any kind of ideas. But it's got some pretty cool kind of momentum behind
Absolutely.
It already.
And one of the things I like about all of this, and you know, it's easy when we look in hindsight at things or how we've got to where we got to. And everybody will sit around going, oh, you know, the trouble is everybody's texting and tweeting and everybody's being sidetracked by Facebook and all those other kind of things. But the thing that everybody misses is the recognition of those issues and where the potential solutions come from. And if we just sit around moaning about the problems, then you're not going to do anything. One of the things I love about this is to hear from kids what they want and young people what they want, but it's a source of potential solutions as well. Because once you start, it's called market research. You know, once you hear what people want, you can start to develop products in the way that suit what they're looking for.
Can I just give you one quote from one of the guys that we spoke to around this? He's 20 years old. He's at university. And this guy in our research said, while the opinions of the younger generation are being considered more, there's still a lack of consideration to what we think and feel about major situations that also affect us and will eventually involve our generation dealing with them. And I think that's the critical
This
generation, the 14-year-old, the 14 to sort of like 23, 24-year-old, they are the ones that are going to have to really face what
deal with this
and they have to start considering it now, and they want to start, they want to talk about it, they want to hear about ideas, they want to be inspired, they want to become the thought leaders in creativity and technology for their generation.
Absolutely. We are at the start of a paradigm shift that is bigger than the original industrial revolution that is happening around us now. And not enough people are focusing on that and realising that that's what's going on. They're trying to fight old battles from the past. And that's one of the things that, you know, I don't like. And one of the things I do love about this, we have to hear from the next generation about what they want. We have to start looking at where we go with this and stop moaning about where we've got to and start looking at where we want to be. And that's the important thing. Lizzie, that's fantastic
stuff.
Thank
you very, very much.
And just to say, the hashtag there is TN, is that a two?
Yes.
2015, 2015, sorry. Yeah. And at Think Nash, N-A-T.
N-A-T, Think Nash.
Think that.
Yeah.
Thinknation.co, though.
Yeah. So do follow all of those things. Do find out more about it. As these things unfold, we will tell you more about it on the Business Monkey Show. For the moment, Lizzie Hodgson of Think Nation, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
We've had our friend, Stopwatch Hospitality,
Paul Clark.
He says, just tuned into Business Monger to hear Jules Serkin utter, but if you were curled up with a lover.
Yeah.
So he's wondering what's going on.
And same as always, Paul. Jules talking nonsense as normal in the middle of a conversation, deflecting it with some of her.
I'm just saying that I would quite like to watch a movie without someone tweeting all the way through. That's all. I'm a little bit old fashioned about that.
Says the Periscope woman. that is just such nonsense.
Or my birthday party.
It's just such nonsense. It's unbelievable. This is the person that texts me, tweets me, and Periscopes me at 3 o'clock in the morning when she's on holiday in Spain. And says, whoa, we're dancing in a disco, we're doing karaoke. Okay.
Well, you know, sometimes I want somebody's undivided attention, Lizzie.
Yeah.
Then we all...
Doesn't mean I don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've had an email in from Get Social Kent, and there's a free open day, listener. This is on Thursday, the 29th of October at Canterbury College in the New Dover Road. Now, Paul Andrews and I were debating the New Dover Road and the Old Dover Road earlier. They say build online business relationships by becoming social. It's 9 to 3:30 and you can go on to kentinvictachamber.co.uk to find out more. Of course, all of this will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk after including the lovely Martin White's interview from last week, if you missed it.
Absolutely. I want to get round to some of our emails now because we've got loads and loads and loads, and we've got a packed lineup in the show for the second hour of the show, so we've got lots to get through.
Yep, we've got Rift Accounting coming on.
Yeah.
And Ollie.
Absolutely. Kent Invicta Chamber have an apprenticeships event. This event will be a chance to learn about the benefits and understanding of employing an apprentice and the support available to you as a business. The British Chambers of Commerce, in association with the National Apprenticeship Service, have organised a national programme of events to explore how apprenticeships can benefit your business. And there's an event taking place on Thursday, the 24th of September, at the Tudor Park Hotel in Maidstone. That's Bearstead, Tudor Park Hotel, Maidstone. And it's 7:45 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. It's free to attend for members and non-members. And the whole event is sponsored by the Federation of Small Business. So do get along to that. It's an apprenticeship event on Thursday, the 24th of September, at the Tudor Park Hotel in Maidstone. And you can find out more about it and book your free space by going to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk.
Fruitworks have got a Create with Rift coming up, and it is on Thursday, the 24th of September, at 7 o'clock until about 9 o'clock in the evening. Mm-hmm. And it is... think R&D tax relief doesn't apply to you, they're saying. Think again. You'll be surprised what activities qualify. There's a single biggest government initiative supporting business investment in R&D and innovation. And we work with digital agencies, software development companies and marketing consultancies. And they are asking you to join for a drink and a chat on this Thursday 24th at 7 p.m. And look forward to seeing you. That's from James, Virginie and Nettie. Book your free place. You can go to www.eventbrite.co.uk/fruitworks-create-with-rift-tickets.
Cool. I had a tweet from the lovely Deborah Turner, and she says, any chance of a shout out on the Business Bunker, please?
Yes.
There's a fashion event at the Mall in Maidstone. Now, I can't read the whole link, but if you go to themal.co.uk/Maidstone, you'll be able to find out all about it. That's the Mall, all one word, themal.co.uk/Maidstone, and you can find out all about that event that's happening at the Mall in Maidstone, and it's a fashion and event.
There's wine tasting at Beale's Barn. This is on Tuesday, the 22nd of September at 6:30 in the evening. Beale's Barn is in Buell Bridge Lane, Wadhurst, and the sat nav is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 5, 6, H for Harry, J for Jupiter. And your chance to meet Lynn.
Jingle.
To meet Lynn and Roy, the owners and creators. Well, we were talking about Mars, weren't we, Lizzie? See where my brain was going. The owners and creators of one of the most successful businesses in Wadhurst. Not only that, but Giuseppe Di Palma of Villa Sofia Wine will also be running a guided wine tasting of his fantastic range of premium Italian wines. And on a personal note, I want to give a testimonial to one of our members. Carol and I took some family friends quad biking on Saturday afternoon at Arena Pursuits. Had a brilliant time, and it was lovely driving through Peter's wonderful fruit farm on the banks of Buell Water. For those who aren't in the area, Buell is B-E-W-L, and you can Google that, Buell Water. And it's Arena Pursuits, highly recommended and available all year round. And to find out more about this wine tasting at Beale's Barn on Tuesday, 22nd of September at 6:30 in the evening, you can phone the lovely Mark Ballett, and his number is 07968183055. There you go.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Number.
We're getting loads of feedback on the Twitter about our conversation with Lizzie. Loads of people interested in this topic. I'm just going to read one of the tweets, which is from Neville Gaunt of MindFit. Really great discussion with Vanilla Webb, Lizzie Hodgson and Jill Serkin on the Business Punker. Young people really do deserve to be listened to. Absolutely, Neville.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. We're fast approaching the midpoint break in the show, but I've got loads of things to get through. Dear Paul, I don't know if you've heard, but we're holding a corporate go-kart event in 2 weeks' time on Thursday, the 24th of September. Unfortunately, we've had a company dropout that had a number of teams involved. This has left us with a bit of a dilemma, as we need certain number of teams to run the event. I was wondering if you could put the details out on the Business Bunker radio show for me to see if anybody would like to enter a team or two. It's a 90-minute endurance challenge. It takes place at 6:15 in the evening on Thursday, the 24th of September, at Butmore Park over there in Chatham. Teams of three spend around 30 minutes in the car, changing over drivers in the pit lane. It's £270 a team, and that includes a hog roast supper.
Mm.
The event is sponsored by the Joiner Shop, Base Point Chatham, and they are going to match fund any profit they make. So if you'd like to enter a team for that, and it's an endurance go-karting race, you can email Emma Dengate, that's all one word, Emma Dengate, D-E-N-G-A-T-E, at fowh.org.uk. Emma Dengate at fowh.org.uk. We'll put that link on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can follow up.
The lovely Mark Smith at Whitstable Stove Shop. You know, he is actually in Whitstable, Paul Andrews. Saddleton Road, you know. He says, serious point, Vanilla Web Jewel Sirkin. Stoves are very popular at this time of year, and chances of install before it gets cold are disappearing fast. Don't leave it till November, he says. Get it in now. Cool. So that's Whitstable Stove Shop.
Thank you.
Mark Smith.
We're going to have a little break now, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to the lovely Annette from Rift Accounting and Ollie Clark from the Atlantic Challenge.
Can't wait.
Yeah, here we go.
Muscles.